Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Friday, September 16th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. It's our Friday weekend edition. I'd like to start off and thank Sam and Trish Britton from TheInformationCorner.com. We're going to be doing their show later on this afternoon. Then tonight, as you've already probably seen on the Wing TV homepage, we're going to start the first of our weekly Friday news shows on Alex Merklinger's Mysteries of the Mind.
Right. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. And what this is going to be is news, updates, commentary. And it's going to be a lot of the things that we don't have the time to get here on
Right.
Wing TV.
A weekly wrap-up.
Right. And what we do here is more of a talk show, not really a news show. We just come out here and talk to you. So on Alex's show, we're going to kind of wrap up the week and so forth. And
You'll get the news the way you don't get it on TV.
Exactly. And what we're also going to do is we're going to hold back one story every week from Wing TV and talk about it solely on Alex Merklinger's show that night. Now, when he was on as a guest a couple of days ago on Wing TV, I asked Merklinger what he thought the world would be like if China became the new driving force. Well, I read an article today that definitely lays it all out. And I'll tell you what, it's not a pretty sight what happens if we let China become the dominant force in the world. So tune in tonight to Alex Merklinger's Mysteries of the Mind, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. And we're very much looking forward to it. And thank him for giving us this opportunity.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you know the one thing about Alex that I like the most? You remember that story he told about how he was offered a position at one of these big radio networks? And this was a lot of prestige, a lot of money. He would be heard nationwide. And he thought it was a fantastic offer until
he heard that they wanted to control the editorial content
right.
of the show.
So he read the contract. Everything in it was great, except they had the right of last refusal on content and guests. Now, you have to ask yourself, would that be the kind of show that you want to do? That somebody controls who you have on the show and what you can talk about? Well, ultimately, and this is why we have so much respect for Alex, is that he turned it down.
Right, he's not lukewarm when it comes to principles.
Yeah, exactly. And if you ever wonder why Coast to Coast AM with either Art Bell or George Norrie has never had us on their show, well, that's the reason why. That they had to sign the same exact contract to get that gig. So if there's certain guests the Clear Channel doesn't want on, guess what happens? They don't get on there. And that's the bottom line when we've never been on that show, is Clear Channel doesn't want us on there.
Right. If you recall the show from the other day when we had Reverend Ted Pike on to warn us about the hate crimes legislation coming up for a vote, well, we have some bad news. If you haven't heard already, it did pass the House and it's going to the Senate. And it's a shame. 30 moderate Republicans joined the Democratic caucus in supporting it. And it was authored by John Conyers, the Democrat from Michigan, and he is said to be elated.
Yeah, well, that's just horrible news for this country, because what they do is mask some legislature in this bigger picture. And
well, you know, the thing is, its fate is supposed to be uncertain in the Senate, but if we can hearken back to CAFTA, we know that when they want to get the vote, they do whatever it takes to get the vote.
Even cheat.
Yeah.
If necessary. And we also like to thank everyone who's been tuning in every day, all the feedback that we get here. Mm-hmm. And we read a letter yesterday, somebody that says they wish terrorists would kill us. Well, that's not the norm. Most of the feedback we get here is very positive.
Right.
And people like getting news or getting talk that isn't filtered through a corporate structure, or it isn't constantly pounding into your head to buy, or isn't filled with all kinds of commercials. And what we come out here to do is just talk to you. We're not charging anything.
What we really appreciate is that a lot of you are watching and listening despite resistance and opposition within your own households from relatives. So thank you, Shirley, for the great email, and all those of you who are watching and listening anyway, despite what your family members are saying.
Yeah, yeah, Shirley from Alabama just sent us the sweetest email, and she's the kind of person that gets it. She sees through not only the mainstream veil, but also the alternative media veil that a lot of them put up here.
Keep this in mind, too. A lot of times people don't believe what's being said because they don't want to believe what's being said.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Now, we also have a big announcement today. Next Saturday, that's September 24th, we're going to attend the anti-war rally down in Washington, D.C. Now, this promises to be maybe the biggest anti-war rally since the initial one, when we went into this war with Iraq.
Now, this wasn't a planned event for us. We decided just yesterday that we're going to go. And one of the main reasons is because when we looked on the website for this event, there's no 9/11 group listed as going, and a lot of different groups, but no 9/11 truth. And we feel that it's the crux issue of the whole war. The war is based upon the lies of 9/11.
That's right. And we're going to get to this list. It's being hosted by a group called ANSWR, which is an acronym for Act Now to Stop War and End Racism. And they have a list of 10 reasons why we are marching. And we're going to get to this in a little bit. But as Lisa said, she's absolutely right, is there's no 9/11 representation whatsoever. And we can only ask ourselves why. Why are they doing that, leaving out the key piece of the puzzle to everything?
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Also, I guess today is National Prisoner of War MIA Day, so there are going to be ceremonies all across the country. Please recognize also that our government deliberately left our POW MIAs over in foreign enemy territory. Deliberately left them there.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind as you're thinking about these men and women.
Yeah, and we've done quite a number of shows on that issue, and we saw a video one night that was made by
Bill Dumas,
that by the end of it, our hearts were just broken by what happened to these guys that served their countries and then got completely abandoned over there in a foreign land. Now, since we're talking about going to D.C., this weekend, we want to talk a little bit about activism, what it is. And this morning, before I left the house, Lisa read an email or something on the internet about Carol Brulé. Now, she heads the San Francisco 9/11 Coalition.
You know, the ones we call the Sandal and Patchouli crowd.
Right. And she was bragging about how at their event on Sunday on 9/11, they made $2,800.
Tabling donations, that's how she put it.
Yeah, they were tabling donations. Now, when I heard that, I started thinking through the day, it's like, when we went to New York City, how much money did we collect? Zero.
Right. Well, we weren't there to collect money.
The more important question is, how much money did we want to collect?
Right.
Nothing. We weren't there for the money.
At every event that we attend, we don't go to make any money, but we have noticed that at every event 911truth.org is at, or their affiliates in other cities and states, they are tabling for money.
Yeah.
They are selling things at every single one.
Yeah. We're only there at these events for one reason, and that's to get the word out. That's why we had that 14-foot banner that everybody at Ground Zero could see. We didn't have a big banner with a dollar sign on it, or we weren't holding out a tin cup. We're there so people could see that 9/11 at the World Trade Center Towers was a controlled demolition. And I also hearken back, Lisa, when we went to Oklahoma City.
Yep.
And they had a big speakers forum there. Well, after one of the speakers was done, I was leaving the hall, and there were two people out in the hallway. And as I passed them, one of them was saying to the other one, "I wonder why Alex Jones isn't at this event." And the other person said, probably because he didn't have any money to make off of it.
He said, quote, "There was no money for him to make off of this event."
And I was thinking how pathetic that is that we're not the only ones that know this about Alex Jones, that the only reason he's at an event is so he can either make money and sell his videos or shoot some footage so that he can put it on his pay-per-view site so you have to pay to see it. A perfect example is when he went down to see Cindy Sheehan. Instead of putting this information out there for free, you have to pay to watch it on his site. And we just can't get over that, how egregious and inexcusable that is the truth shouldn't have a dollar sign put upon it.
No, and, you know, if you're going to attend these events, try not to make them about making a buck.
Yeah.
The whole point is to get out there and engage in activism because there's a need for the activism. Yeah. There isn't a need for the sales.
Right. And if this movement becomes that money-oriented, it's going to become just like the mainstream media.
Especially
everything,
when they're getting money from so many other sources.
Right.
And 911truth.org certainly does get money from other sources. They don't really need your table donations.
Yeah. Like when we went to OKC, we took a whole suitcase filled with books and chapbooks and gave them out for free. We're not charging for this stuff, and we just can't understand.
Right. And we're not independently wealthy either.
Exactly. Now, we want to talk about one other aspect of activism, and that's what we call country club activism.
Uh-huh.
And it seems like a lot of these people do it just for the prestige, or they can do it because they have a guilty conscience or something like that.
Or they like to just remain in the loop.
Yeah. And it's so bad that we won't mention a name here, but a little while ago we got an email from someone that says, well, if you ever use my picture on any of these events or whatever, they sent Lisa some headshots.
No, they had already sent me headshots. Then they sent me new headshots they had taken, like GQ kind of headshots, you know, like posing and, you know, doing the head tilt thing. And, I mean, just ridiculous. It's like, it's not all about you. It's about the truth.
So this was GQ activism, like they were on the cover of some glossy magazine at the newsstand. I was like completely blown away.
Fake tan and everything.
It was unreal. So, and then the other thing is, these people had a choice. They could either go to Ground Zero, where it was real, or they could go to one of these safe events. Well, most of the people, or a lot of them, chose the safe event. It was sterile. They were far removed from any opposition.
Didn't accomplish anything.
Yeah. It was contained. It was contrived. It was controlled. And it seems like they look at all of this as a pastime or some kind of hobby.
Something to do when there isn't football on.
Yeah. And when we were at Ground Zero, believe us, we were serious as a heart attack.
Yeah.
And it was intense.
And it was serious as a heart attack.
Yeah, it definitely was.
So anyway, did you want to get into the flight?
Go ahead.
Okay. Yesterday we talked about the passenger list oddities with Flight 93. And some of you emailed with some questions. Basically what we were trying to relate to you was that.
Well, this was from Vinny Sammartino, who wrote the original article.
And you can find that article on our archives on the website. If you scroll down the right-hand side of the homepage, you'll see a very tiny link that Victor won't make bigger that says Read Article Archives here.
Yeah.
And basically, the government says 98% of the people who suffered a loss on 9/11 collected from the Victim Compensation Fund. However, we're having quite a bit of difficulty finding a lot of these people listed as dead in the Social Security Death Index and on the final report that the government put out. So it's very odd. Now, there's like four reasons Social Security says your name wouldn't be on there if you're dead, if you haven't paid your income taxes ever, if you didn't have a Social Security card, if your name is misspelled, or if you're not dead. And I did check, for instance, Todd Beamer is an example.
Very famous.
I checked through 1,337 names, misspellings, and so forth, many days in a row, including yesterday. And Todd Beamer, famous Todd Beamer, national hero, Let's Roll, is not listed as dead on the Social Security Index.
Nor are most of the other passengers on Flight 93.
Couldn't find Burnett. Couldn't find all the other well-known ones on there at all either. Now, even if they only update their site once a year, it's been four years.
Yeah. And as Vinny said, I asked him point blank, I said, did a plane crash in that field in Shankstown, Pennsylvania?
Shanksville.
He said, absolutely not. So maybe that's a reason why they're not on the death index. The big question now is, where are these people? Why aren't they listed?
And the thing is, you try to get in touch with some of these people. For instance, Lisa Beamer, the noble widow of 9/11. You try to get in touch with her either through her foundation or directly or through her, quote, lecture agent, unquote. It's impossible.
No
they
access.
Are very guarded. You have no access to these people. And what we did find out was that Lisa Beamer was being considered for a possible run for political office in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So go to our archives. Read this article by Vinny Sammartino. It's called 9/11 Passenger List Oddities.
Right.
And it's very eye-opening because People still think that there were four planes
right.
that took off just like the government said. And as we're showing now, it's not right. like that.
What Vinny's also saying is that the government not only faked the physics of 9/11, but it appears that they've also faked the passenger list
right.
too.
Yeah. Now, George Bush gave a speech last night about the Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, and he says right now there is a greater need for the federal government and the military and all future catastrophic events. Now, I don't know about you, but that sends a lot of trouble through my mind that he wants more government control in all of these events and more military control.
Although it isn't surprising, is
it? Yeah. And still, I haven't had anyone convince me yet that this New Orleans hurricane, this
right.
catastrophe wasn't wanted and desired
and
by the federal government.
As we predicted, the speculators have been pouring in. They are trying to scoop up real estate.
Yep.
One that was in an article was urged by investors to buy up any houses, any houses, even flood-damaged houses that were available. And so now we're going to see that a lot of these people who lived there originally are not going to be able to return. Some of these flooded areas they want to turn into parks. There's already proposals out.
Yeah, and if anybody if anybody believes that this whole event was simply incompetence or negligence on the government's part, you're seriously fooling yourself, because we can see already with the no-bid Halliburton contracts how the governor had to sign over the papers to give the federal government authority now to take control of the situation. And here's a good way to look at it, is the government still wants to portray itself as just some bumbling fools. But think how efficient and how lightning speed they can react with if you don't pay your parking tickets. Just think about that. How quickly they're knocking on your door, they're sending more fines, court dates, and so forth. The government can act very, very quickly if they want to, and all they're doing is pulling this Keystone Cop routine on you again, because that's what they wanted right from the start.
Hugo Chavez, thumbs up. He gave a speech to the UN World Summit, and he gave a punch to the U.S. right in the gut. He says that the U.N. should get out of New York over the war in Iraq. He also said that there were never any weapons of mass destruction, but the U.S. went ahead and bombed and occupied Iraq anyway. Well, of course, because Washington's motto is, I want it, so I'm just going to take it, and I'm powerful so I can kill.
Well, I wish he would have said not the United States, but the New World Order.
Yeah.
Because that's what's happening, is the United States is getting blamed for all these atrocities, when in actuality, it's the United States that's been hijacked by this New World Order cabal. And it's the same thing with Katrina down there in New Orleans. As George Bush wasn't the one behind all of this. It was the people above him.
He also said that the U.S. failed its own people by its lack of response with Hurricane Katrina, that the U.S. fuels terrorism and its doctrine, and he faulted the United States for its doctrine of preemptive military strikes. So.
Right.
At least he's standing up to us. Also, he's pissed off because Pat Robertson is not in jail for calling for his assassination, which he calls terrorism.
Yeah, his terrorism.
And I don't know why Pat Robertson isn't being made to, you know,
suffer a
consequence for that. He apologized.
Yeah, he's being mollycoddled like all of these other company men players. Now, in Gaza, there's weapons supposedly flooding into Gaza from Egypt. Israel was upset. And again, this is planned chaos. This is controlled chaos, because guess what? Israel's now saying that they might have to step back into Gaza. And this whole Gaza pullout was orchestrated.
Right.
And what it is, it's a very volatile situation. And anytime Israel starts edging back in, it makes me real nervous.
Right. Well, reciting the Pledge of Allegiance in public schools has been ruled unconstitutional, folks. U.S. District Judge Lawrence Carlton ruled the pledge's reference to one nation under God violates kids' rights to be free from a coercive environment to affirm God. So now we can't even have our kids say in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
Thanks to the two atheist families.
Yeah,
right.
Very good. Also, Putin from Russia is in Washington, D.C. today meeting with President Bush. In Iraq, we have Vietnam-like numbers now, hundreds every day being racked up, and this is looking very, very bad. Now, real quick, before we head out today, This is the top 10 reasons why we are marching. This is from a group called Answer. We're not going to get through all of these, but what they're basically saying is that they're against the war in Iraq. We are too.
Mm-hmm.
That there were no weapons of mass destruction or nuclear weapons. It was all based on a lie. Then they start going into other things about Venezuela and Cuba and Iran and Korea and the Philippines and how our military budget now is over $500 million. One of the good things they do point out is that the United States spends $15 million every day on aid to Israel. $15 million. And that the war in Iraq is costing $250 million a day. But in this whole list...
Right. They leave out the most important thing of all, that the government's version of the World Trade Center collapses, 9/11 was a lie.
Yeah.
And everything that's happened since is based on the lies of 9/11.
Now, to show how ridiculous that is, number nine. Here's number nine reason why. The Bush administration carried out the coup and kidnapping of Haiti's democratically elected government on March 29th, 2004. Now, that wasn't a good thing to do, of course. But you know what? I care a whole hell of a lot more about the crimes committed against our own people...
Right.
At the World Trade Center Tower and at the Pentagon on the morning of 9/11/2001 than I do about what happened in Haiti. Where is 9/11?
We have to say something, too. It seems that a lot of people are under the assumption that if we remove Bush and his administration, that our problems are solved. The buck doesn't stop with Bush or his administration.
Yeah.
It's not just Cheney and Halliburton. It goes beyond them.
Yeah.
And 911truth.org seems to perpetuate that idea as well.
Yeah.
Because we heard this at the UN rally.
Right. All of their speakers, one after another, was Bush, Cheney, Halliburton. And they seem to stop there.
Yeah.
Well, Bush, as we've said many times,
he's just a puppet.
Yeah, the biggest decision he makes every day is what kind of cereal he's going to have for breakfast.
The president is not a creator of public policy. He is an implementer of public policy, no matter what side of the aisle he's on.
Yeah, and if you're listening to them and thinking that's the whole story, then you're being seriously shortchanged because these people aren't giving you the whole story. You have to look at the international bankers, the international corporations, these secret societies, and so forth. Those are all way above George Bush and Dick Cheney.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got to open your eyes up further to the reality of what's taking place
in our
world.
Don't look through the keyhole. Look through the broad lens.
Exactly. Now, we hope everyone's going to tune in tonight. It's mysteriesofthemind.com.
Right.
You can see that right on our homepage, 9 o'clock. P.M. Eastern Time. We're very much looking forward to it, so we'll see you there tonight. Until then, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
Have a good weekend.